"Well, we'll have to fly, won't we?"
said Luna, in the closest thing to a matter-of-fact voice Harry had ever heard her use. "Okay," said Harry irritably, rounding on her. "First of all, we aren't doing anything if you're including yourself in that, and second of all, Ron's the only one with a broomstick that isn't being guarded by a security troll, so..."
"I've got a broom," said Ginny.
"Yeah, but you're not coming," said Ron angrily.
"Excuse me, but I care what happens to Sirius as much as you do," said Ginny, her jaw set so that her resemblance to Fred and George was suddenly striking.
"You're two," Harry began. "I'm 3 years older than you were when you fought you-know-who over the Sorcerer's Stone," she said fiercely. "And it's because of me Malfoy stuck back in Umbridge's office with giant flying bogies attacking him."
"Yeah, but
we were all in the DA together," said Neville quietly. "It was all supposed to be about fighting you-know-who, wasn't it? And this is the first chance we've had to do something real.
Or was that all just a game or something?"
"No, of course it wasn't," said Harry impatiently.
"Then we should come too," said Neville simply. "We want to help."
"That's right," said Luna, smiling happily.
Harry's eyes met Ron's. He knew that Ron was thinking exactly what he was. If he could have chosen any members of the DA in addition to himself, Ron and Hermione, to join him in the attempt to rescue Sirius, he would not have picked Ginny, Neville, or Luna.
"Well, it doesn't matter anyway," said Harry through gritted teeth, "because we still don't know how to get there."
"I thought we'd settled that," said Luna maddeningly.
"We're flying."
"Look," said Ron, barely containing his anger,
"you might be able to fly without a broomstick, but the rest of us can't sprout wings whenever we..."
"There are other ways of flying than with broomsticks," said Luna serenely.
"I suppose we're going to ride on the back of the khaki snorkel or whatever it is," Ron demanded.
"The Crumplehorn Snorkat can't fly," said Luna in a dignified voice. "But they can. And Hagrid says they're very good at finding places their riders are looking for."
Harry whirled around. Standing between two trees, their white eyes gleaming eerily, were two thestrals, watching the whispered conversation as though they understood every word.
"Yes,"
he whispered, moving toward them. They tossed their reptilian heads, throwing back long black manes, and Harry stretched out his hand eagerly and patted the nearest one's shining neck. How could he ever have thought them ugly?
"Is it those mad horse things?"
said Ron uncertainly, staring at a point slightly to the left of the thestral Harry was patting.
"Those ones you can't see unless you've watched someone snuff it?"
"Yeah," said Harry.
"How many?"
"Just two."
"Well, we need three,"
said Hermione, who was still looking a little shaken but determined just the same.
"Four, Hermione," said Ginny, scowling.
"I think there are six of us, actually,"
said Luna, calmly counting.
"Don't be stupid, we can't all go," said Harry angrily.
"Look, you three," he pointed at Neville, Ginny and Luna. "You're not involved in this, you're not..." They burst into more protests. His scar gave another more painful twinge. Every moment they delayed was precious. He did not have time to argue.
"Okay, fine, it's your choice," he said curtly.
"But unless we can find more thestrals, you're not going to be able..."
"Oh, more of them will come," said Ginny confidently,
who, like Ron, was squinting in quite the wrong direction, apparently under the impression that she was looking at the horses. "What makes you think that?"
"Because in case you hadn't noticed, you and Hermione are both covered in blood," she said coolly. "And we know Hagrid lures thestrals with raw meat, so that's probably why these two turned up in the first place."
Harry felt a soft tug on his robes at that moment and looked down to see the closest thestral licking his sleeve, which was damp with Grawp's blood.
"Okay, then,"
he said, a bright idea occurring. "Ron and I will take these two and go ahead, and Hermione can stay here with you three and she'll attract more thestrals."
"I'm not staying behind,"
said Hermione furiously.
"There's no need," said Luna, smiling. "Look, here come more now. You two must really smell."
Harry turned. No fewer than six or seven thestrals were picking their way through the trees now, their great leathery wings folded tight to their bodies, their eyes gleaming through the darkness. He had no excuse now.
"All right," he said angrily. "Pick one and get on then.